center of new, experimental, and adventurous music for everyone. But we thought it would be a good idea to introduce children to this concept because they get it even better than adults. So it's people who present to grown-ups presenting to children, and this is the last concert of the season. We'll start again in the fall. If you know anyone who's interested in presenting, please email CPAVLOV, that's like Pavlov's dogs, that's me, Catherine Pavlov, cpavlov@gmail.com, and you can just talk to me after. Now I'm very pleased, before I actually introduce them, I just want to tell you the firework right there, I'm supposed to say that. So kids, you know, that sign over there. Can anyone read it up there, that big red thing? Can someone shout it out, what it says? Go ahead. Excellent, exit. You knew what it said too, didn't you? Excellent. You know what you knew too?
Exit.
Okay, very good. And there's one other thing. Does anybody know what's over there?
Bathroom.
Very good. So if you have to go, you can go ahead quietly and just shut that door. So now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Andrew Drury. And he is a percussionist, drummer, and composer. Who here knows what a composer is? Composer, Max.
Somebody who makes
music. Somebody who makes
write down music.
And writes down music. What's your name, person in the blue shirt?
Joseph.
Hi, Joseph. Do you know too?
Someone who conducts music.
Yeah, okay. So he does that, and he's a prolific composer. That means he makes a lot of compositions. He's made over 25 CDs. So he's going to share some of what he does with you, and you can see back here there's all kinds of cool things like drums, and look at this. I think you make plants in here. Interesting. Maybe you're going to pot some plants today. I don't know. Let's check it.
I think he's going to bang the pots together.
What's your name?
Coffee.
I love that name, Coffee. I think and Joseph's one of my favorite names. That's my dad's name. Rafi, you think he's going to bang them together? Well, let's check it out. Let's bring him up here and see what he's going to do with those. So, Andrew Drury.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to see everybody. And I'm a drummer, but however, I'm hardly going to use drumsticks today. I'm going to make other kinds of sounds that I bet you've not seen many drummers do, I'm guessing. And what I'm going to do first is I'm just going to play some music. And then we'll go for a while. And then after that, if anybody has questions or you're like, how do you make that sound? Or what was that thing you were using? Or why would anybody want to do that? If you have any questions you can think of, you can ask and we'll talk about music. Okay? So, let's see. First, I'm going to do this. Thank you. Yeah, you like that? All right, cool. Because I didn't. I thought maybe it'd be boring, or that was my fear. Let's see, what was that thing? What did I have? Right now, this thing is a floor tom. It's a kind of drum, and it's got legs on it, so it stands on the floor. That was one of those things. Then, let me start with this. I have a bunch of these things. Some of them are broken. You saw I broke one on purpose. You know what these are? Anyone know what these are?
Sticks.
Ah. Yeah, these are like, if you ever had a shish kebab, you can put like some vegetables or meat on these things. Maybe like, I don't know, fruit, marshmallows, possibly. And then you put the, huh?
Chocolate.
Oh man, that sounds good. I want to come to your house.
S'mores.
Huh, well, let's see. I think if I'm trying to make s'mores, they're too short. I would burn my hand on the fire. But what you can do is you put food on here and you put it on a grill, like pretend this is my grill and my drum's on fire, and it's, the hot fire cooks the food, and then when it's ready, I carefully take it off, and then I can eat the food right off this skewer. But I found another use for this skewer, and that was to do that kind of thing. My mommy, who I don't call mommy anymore, she's an old lady, I suppose. I don't know if she'd appreciate that. She gave me this bell. She went on a cruise and came back with a bell for me. And I was like, what's this bell for? This is not much fun. But until I found I could do this kind of stuff. And what I'm doing is when I press the bell into the drum, it makes the drum tight. Like, and the sound goes, the pitch goes up. And when I move the thing close so there's a smaller area of the drum to play, it also makes it high pitched. And then the last thing I used, this was, actually it does sound like a bell. If you do that, but this was made to be a bell. This was not. Anyone recognize this thing? You know what this was for? I have two of them, hot and cold. This was part of a sink. And in one of my jobs where I wasn't playing music, I got to throw a sink out of a window onto a concrete floor, so it smashed. And also a toilet, and they both smashed into tons of pieces, and I kept the pieces. So anyway, these are parts of faucets. I think they're called escutcheons, or faucet sleeves. Hello, Cedar. So anyway, I'll show you again. And even though I'm pushing really hard with a sharp thing, it doesn't break my drum, which is really cool. Yeah. Okay. Now I'll do something. Any other questions? Here's another thing. This is, anyone know what this is called? Yeah. Precisely. This is a, and this one is, some cymbals don't have this. This has got like a doorknob sort of thing. I can hold it like this. It's good for being in parades. You can walk around. And this is another smaller one. You can do that kind of thing. But I'm not going to do that kind of thing. What I'm going to do is my own kind of thing. And I think I'll use this. I'll play first, then I'll talk about it, okay? So you can just check this out. Yeah. So one thing that, like, a lot of drummers do this. I'm definitely doing this. I'm thinking of, like, all different kinds of sounds I can find that I can make music with. So I'm always sort of exploring what I could do with different stuff. So, like, I don't think I hit this cymbal once. Usually you think of a cymbal, you think of something like this. Woo! Or maybe something like... You like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I should... And one of the main ways I check out sounds is, like, I like to take vibrations from one thing. The cymbal, I don't know if you can see it, but the edge of the cymbal's going really fast. It's vibrating. And that makes the air around it vibrate. And those vibrations go through the air into our ears, and that's what we hear. We hear those vibrations. And the vibrations also go from the cymbal, like, into the drum. Like, check out the difference here. Sounds different. Make some weird sounds that you can't hear up here. But if I make the vibrations go into the drum head, it does that kind of thing. So, anybody remember what the what I was playing the cymbal with at first? You, what's your name?
Hollis.
Oh, Hollis, okay, hi, Hollis. What was I playing with at first? Do you remember? A stick?
I forgot the name.
Or this kind of thing? Maybe I wasn't playing with this first.
Violin stick.
Oh, yeah. Violin. What, you know what this is? Aha! A violin bow, yes. Okay, cool. So this is another way of making a vibration happen. I can just go like... And it makes the edge of the cymbal vibrate. Anybody in here play a violin? Or a cello? Or... Oh, you do? Okay. sometimes people see me play this. Sometimes people see me play with one of these violin bows, and they're like, "Oh my God, the strings are breaking! It looks terrible!" Especially when they see this one. Like, "Oh man, what are you doing? You must not have taken violin lessons." Well, I didn't, and because I didn't, I thought of doing these other weird things with it, and I sort of do the wrong thing. But some people might say, "Bad, bad, bad. Shouldn't do that." But anyway, there's a lot of interesting stuff you can do. Okay. Let's put this China symbol away for a second. What's this? Yeah. Do I see another hand up there? What's this? Yeah, yeah. You can't make music with this, can you?
Yes, you can.
What?
A gardening tool.
A gardening tool? You probably could use it for a spade. I suppose. Yeah, dustpan. This is a dustpan.
You can sweep dust off with it.
Yeah, you know, and I have some brushes here because drummers also use brushes. Sometimes you just kind of clean up, you know. I make a big mess around here. Sometimes drummers always have these. Why? What?
Do it again.
You could bang that together.
Yeah, great idea. Maybe I'll do this. Actually, I'll come back to that. I'll bang it in a minute. Let me go back to my violin bow and check this out. Makes all kinds of weird sounds. A sound with me. I'll make one and then you do it. Now, I'm going to play a little more now and you can continue to check this out. I'm just going to play for a while, and I don't think I'll stop. We might be here all night. Okay, so. You hear this? Ta-dum. That's the dustpan. Anyone have the time? Okay, cool. Let's see. I have some choices to make. I think I could do this for a long, long time. Okay, here's another kind of unexpectedly. This is the one I really like, unlike the others. Get rid of this. Okay, when I was a kid, I went to a garage sale, and there was this old man who'd been in World War II, and he was getting rid of some stuff. And one of them was this, which I never take when I travel, because... yeah. And then, anyone know what this is?
A
what? A bottle? You know what it is?
A bottle with a hole in the bottom.
Well.
A bottle with a hole.
Let's see. This is a very large bullet shell that was, I think it was used in World War II. Shot out of a cannon or a howitzer or something. Maybe a tank. I don't know. But anyway. I'm not a war expert, but. Makes a nice bell. So that was one of the things I got from the old man, and this was the other. And man, I could not figure out what it looked like. I should be able to make music out of this, and it took me about 25 years to figure out what I wanted to do with it. But I finally did. Check this out. Oh wait, I can't hear it. Very quiet, huh? Well, let's see. What if we put it by a... You are hearing it? Oh man, you guys are like, I think I'm going deaf. Like, now check this out. Listen to the difference when I put it by the drum. Then I'd like to do this too. This makes it kind of. I like that one. Yeah, let's see. Anyone want to come up and try making some of these sounds? Some volunteers? Okay, how about you had your hand up and you had your hand up. Come on up. Let's go. Let's start with this one. I'm going to put that there, and I'm going to put this one. Here, Lucas, watch out. Whoops. Okay. Let's start off with a bow. Here, have a violin bow. And want to try the dustpan?
Okay.
Come on over. Hello. So you probably saw what I was doing, right? So if maybe you hold one hand holds the violin bow, I mean the dustpan. And then, yeah, you just put it down there and pull on it. Yeah. Cool. And then you could do a nice long one. And you press down into it, it'll be louder. Yeah. And then what happens if you hold it here as opposed to here? Does it sound different?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I guess you can go back and I'll give someone else a chance to bow something else. You know what? I'm going to have this guy, since he reminded me that I want to have kids do stuff. So, you want to stand up? And here's a bow. Oh, here. Now, when we touch a bow, you never touch the white part. You touch this part.
You never touch the horse hair.
Yeah, and these are... You want to try that one? Okay. Here, stand up so everyone can see.
Because if you touch the horse
hair, let's hear it. Want to see how I do it? Check this out. And then take notes, because then we'll do it right after. I'm going to go like... Did you do that? Might be kind of... Yeah, you got the right grip. Yeah. I can hear it. I know, it's hard to hear, but it's just barely trickier than it looks.
I think I could do it.
Okay, I'm going to give someone else a chance. How about, you want to do it? All right, here we go.
I want it.
Want to try it? Here, let's pull that thing right over there to bow this thing. Almost. If we turn this around so the white part touches the metal. Ready? I'll hold your hand and help you do this. You hear that? Yeah. Want to try this? Want to do it? Okay, there you go. We got another one going right here. Okay, and then I'm going to put this down, and maybe you could sit back where you were. And how about this guy? If you already had a chance, you can sit back down. That'd be cool. Maybe with the other hand, press on there. Yeah. Okay, now I'll give some other people a turn. Thank you very much. I'm gonna give some other people a turn. Yeah, look at that. It goes right through there, doesn't it? And then, you know, remember where you were sitting? Remember, can you go back and sit? Okay, Mr. Paulus, how about that amazing piece of high technology? And drop something. Okay. Why don't you come over to this drum and see what you can do maybe with that? Press kind of straight down. Chance to play this drum now. It's okay. back. Okay, now I'll give someone else a chance on this drum. Thank you for checking it out. I'm gonna borrow this. Try that. Yeah, pretty crazy. Who knew? Okay, I think I'm ready to play some more. So how about if you guys go back to your seats and I'm gonna do some other sounds. That was great. Thank you. Thank you. You got a chance to do this, right? Here. I'm gonna make some other sounds. So here, do that. Give it a good sound and then. Awesome. Okay, and then can you sit down again? And I'm going to play some more for everybody. Where were you sitting? Do you remember where you were sitting? Can you go to that place? Can you go find where you were sitting? That would be awesome. I'm a drummer, I'm not a horn player, and I don't know how to breathe like horn players do. Horn players don't get dizzy, but I do. Now, I'm going to do some very quiet breathing things. Some are loud, some are quiet. Let's see. Put this aside. Let's see if it will help. There's a little hole on the side of the drum that I'm using. And I'm blowing air into the drum. And when I fill it up, it gets really tight like a balloon. It's like I'm blowing up a balloon. And check out this. Lucas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. I think I'm going to play one last thing. I got so many things. Yeah, I better go over there. Let's see. This is my garden.
Where's the dirt?
This is my garden. Well, I'm not a very good gardener, is the problem. And I didn't know you needed dirt. So I've got these empty pots. And can you sit down so other people can see this? That'd be cool, then everyone can see. Some flower pots, and I want to find someone I haven't called yet who hasn't. Oh, yeah, cool. And, yeah, awesome. So, Catherine's gonna give some shakers to the kids who don't make it up here. Okay, who wants to do this who didn't do anything yet? I don't think you did. You did? Come on up. And anyone else who did not do it? You want to come up? You and Leo? All right, cool. You guys like shakers, huh?
Shakers.
Go for it. I'm playing the poppers. Hey. Here, Sophie.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you. conclude?
Leather bag right there with all the sticks in it? That's where that goes. Thank you.